Okay, we are at the bottom of Nun Dalar Mabez. So we had we learned a sugya here of Reb Acha Bar Chanina Midrema. So the Gemara said on Nun Dalar Mabez that when Reb Acha Bar Chanina came Midrema, he came with a brisa. And the brisa darshan the pasuk of Nei Aaron Hakehanim Yisku Bechatzitzreis. Now the shaila was, why does he need to say Yisku Bechatzitzreis? So we already know they're speaking about being taken care of Bechatzitzreis. The word yisku is extra. Elamai, what's it coming to teach? Hakol lefi hamusafin taken, meaning to say taken. Hakol musaf or musaf. That there are an extra 9 tkiyas for every single musaf. So if it's a Shabbos and a Yom Tov, there'd be 18 tkiyas. If it's a Rosh Hashanah, which is Rosh Chodesh, which is Shabbos, there'd be 27 tkiyas and so on. We ask the kasha from the Mishnah. And both Reb Zeira and Rava, Mark of the Eastley, were miyashivit in their own way. We asked the kasha from a Braiso, and we were miyashiv by saying kind of a shire. And then we had a third kasha yesterday, 2 lines down in the wide lines, where we said, So even though there is a carbon of Shabbos and there's a carbon of Rosh Chodesh, there's a musaf of each. Nevertheless, Shabbos put the Rosh Chodesh pushes aside of Shabbos. Now, if you want to tell me, like Reb Acha Bar Chanina, that every single musaf is separate and the tzkiyas is separate and so on, lema the Shabbos, well, lema the Rosh Chodesh, why can't you say both? Why can't you do both? Elamai, how you see the loy, Reb Acha. So the Gemara gave an answer of Safra, my deicha deicha lekadim. Now, really, I'll tell you, you do both, like Reb Acha said. And when the Braisa says that it's deicha, it doesn't mean it pushes it aside, mamish, that it's kamisha eino, but rather it's just, it comes first, it's a question of what do you preface. Fragdigim akasha, say bazay, it's a question of prefacing one to the other. Rosh Chodesh comes before Shabbos, fragdigim akasha, amai, tadr shina tadr, tadr koidim. We know that the kalal is always that tadr is koidim. The Gemara says, you're right. Usually you say Tadr Kodim, but here there's a special reason why we're Makdim, the Eine Tadr, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Leidish Hukpa, Rosh Chodesh Bizmanay. The Chazal wanted to make a very clear sign that Rosh Chodesh was Hukpa Bizmanay, meaning on the day, on the 30th day. And therefore they went against the norm of Tadr Shina Tadr Kodim. So we left off yesterday with the Tesis. Tesis said, "V'may Tadav Shina Tadav Tadav Kodim." Tesis says to ask this question of Tadav Shina Tadav Tadav Kodim, "Belay Rav Safra Yochel Hakshis Kain." And we can ask this question even without Rav Safra. In other words, Rav Safra was the one who said, "No, when the Braisa says that Rosh Chodesh is Deicha Shabbos, it doesn't mean that it pushes it off entirely. It just means that it comes first. We're makdim it." Tesis says that was really unnecessary. Now we could ask the question of Tadav Shina Tadav Tadav Kodim, even if we are discussing one actually pushing aside totally the other one. In other words, it comes out, according to Tesis, and other Rishonim disagree, according to Tesis, the din of Tadav Shina Tadav Tadav Kodim was said not only with regards to which of the two do you preface, but which of the two do you do, one at the expense of the other. Meaning I can either do number one or I can do number two. Well, two is the Tadr, so I do two and I don't do one. It's not limited to which one are you makdim and which one do you preface. That is the sheet of Tesis. Others disagree. So we mentioned based on this that the Magen Avraham in Tafresh Peibes asks Akasha on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that if Rosh Chodesh Tevis, where it's Rosh Chodesh and it's Hanukkah, so what do you lay? So on Shabbos, the Haftarah is from Rani V'Simchi, which is the Haftarah of Hanukkah, and not of Rosh Chodesh. Frag the Magen Avraham, being that we see that Tadav Shina Tadir, according to Tesis, is said not only Legabi being Makdim, but even as to which one do you do at the expense of the other, and still we're able to say Tadav Shina Tadav Tadav Kodim. So why do you say, why is after of Chanukah, not of Rosh Chodesh? That is the Kashya of the Magen Avraham. It's interesting, Tesis himself, who is the opinion with which the Magen Avraham is kind of basing his question on. But Tosfos himself in Shabbos already deals with this question in a similar vein to what the Gemara over here is saying. The Gemara says that even though Ein Hanami, Halacha Ravachas B'Yisrael, Tadav Shein, Tadav Kaidim, but if there's a special reason why, here in our Sig is, we want to be Mefarsim from Rosh Chodesh. Remember, it's been 29 days of the month. No one knows if the next night, the next day is Rosh Chodesh or not. No one knows. Very few people have seen the Levana, so they want to be Mefarsim, Blishum Gimgum, like Rashi said. So if there's a good reason why they want to do something, that will go against the Klal of Tadir. Zoktes is a similar thing. Kedei Lefarsim, Haneis Shel Chanukah. That's the reason why we lay in Rani V'Simchi as opposed to Rosh Chodesh and so on. Based on this, the Aruch Haner and the Sfigi says a similar thing, the Gabi Rosh Chodesh Av, which is Chal on Shabbos. So again, you have Mitzad Shabbos, Hashemayim Kisi, and Mitzad Rosh Chodesh Av, and we have Chazayin Yishayahu. So even though Tadav should tell me we should lay in Hashemayim Kisi, he says a similar thing. No, it's we want to be Mefarsim, the Dreivachin, and this particular thing, and therefore that's the reason why it goes against the klal, the regular klal of Tadav Shein Tadav. Good. So our Gemara, the Gemara is saying that in a Hanami bets we would do it, but we have a good reason why we need to make some type of a heker, to make it distinct, to make it clear. Frag the Gemara of a high hekera of dinan, ha hekera acharina of dinan. There is a different heker that we do when it's a Rosh Chodesh, to show that it's a Rosh Chodesh, to be mefarsim, to publicize. That's not near the Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah in Shkalim speaks about where are the halavim of the Tamid placed on the Kevesh, where are the halavim of the Musaf placed on the Kevesh, in order not to confuse one with another. With the other, Zag the Mishnah, Chel v'Tamid shel Shachar, Nitzanim mechatzi Kevesh v'lamata, b'Mizrach, it's on the eastern side, shel Musaf, Nitzanim mechatzi Kevesh v'lamata, b'Marav, on the western side. Now, v'shel Rosh Chodesh, Nitzanim tachas Karkov, ha'Mizbeach, v'lamata. And they're placed on the karkov of the Mizbeach, which Rashi says is the Seivev. And if you look at the two lines down, two lines before the end of Rashi, the end of the page, Nitzanim hayu v'kevesh samach l'karkov ha-Mizbeach l'mata emenem at tahayim chatzia elyon shel kevesh shekol ha-kevesh arkei shleishim v'shtayim. It was 32 amas long. Lein mishapeh v'ayla ela tesha amas. It went up 9 amas. Hashesh amas min ha-aretz l'seivev. Once you're 6 amas high, then you reach the area which went around the Mizbeach, the Seivev. The Shalosh min HaSeivev v'lamala nimsu shnei shlishi erech HaKevesh min HaAretz l'Seivev. So that is where, that was a very clear, distinct place where these Chalavim were placed. Nitzan Tachas Karkov HaMizbeach v'lamata. V'amar v'yechanan, why? Why was this done? And why there? Lida Shehukva Rosh Chodesh Bizmanay. As we know, whenever it says Bizmanay in reference to Rosh Chodesh, it means on day 30 as opposed to day 31. Why was it placed higher up above other limbs? So there's another sign which was done. So why are you telling me that you have to be makdim, you know, chodesh to Shabbos and so on? There's another sign which we do. Says the Gemara, trei hekei rav dinan. We make two things: the chazi high, the chazi high, chazi, meaning there might be some kind, and we'll see this, or there might be some kind, which we'll see that. We want to be mefarsim it in more than one way, and therefore that's what we do. Where are we holding? So far we've tried three times to shlug up Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, and every time we have been miyashiv him. Good. Meisvei, the Tani Rava Bar Shmuel. Yochel kesheim shetaken al Shabbos bifnei atzmoi. Be al Rosh Chodesh bifnei atzmoi. If it's only Shabbos or only Rosh Chodesh where you take care of the nine skiers, sekach you taken al kol musav umusav. This is mamish speaking to Rav Acher bepchinin his point. I might think that you take care on every single musaf individually. Talmud lemer uvrashei chachechem. So what's the Yalfusa? And the Gemara is going to ask a bit more in a minute, but let's just see Rashi. Talmud lemer uvrashei chachechem. Gavitz kias ksiv ubiyim simchaschem uvamayadechem uvrashei chachechem uskatem begoymer. Says the Gemara, that's a tiyufta. Says the Gemara, my Talmud, what exactly is the limud? Where do you see a tiyufta? Where do you see that if you have two musaf and they don't have separate tkiyas? Amar Abaye, Amar Kra, Uv Rashay, which is Loshen Rabim, Chad Shechem. So we say, Hukshu Kol Chadashim Kulam Zelazah. So we're makish all months Zelazah, meaning just like, let's say, I don't know, the month of Nisan, where there's no other Yom Tov on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, it has its nine tkiyas and that's it. So to the month of Tishrei, which happens to also be Rosh Hashanah, is also hukish to all of the Rosh Chodashim. Rashi says hukshu kol chodashim kulan le'inyan tkiyas shetkiyas in Shavuos. So you see that it's all the same, and you see there would not be a separate tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah, not like Rav Acher. That's one pshat. Hukshu kol chodashim kulan zelazer. Rav Ashi amar ksiv chad shechem, which is written chaser. Ksiv uvrashay, which is plural. The ezi chodesh yish b'shnei roshim. What is a month in which has got two roshim? Av imez Rosh Hashanah. Another way of learning the same limud, the amrachmana chad shechem, which is chadzi, which is mashma, because it's chasa, then it's only one. There's only going to be one set of tkiyas, delay kirvach va'oid tanya. So that's one tiyufta. Va'oid tanya, we have another tiyufta. B'chayle sholmayed, when it comes to cholamayed sukkos. So what was said by the carbon musaf? So what was said by the shir when they be makriv the musaf? So first we have on first day Chol Hamoed we would have Havul Hashem b'nei Elim. Rashi says Eimrim Havul Hashem Kol Mizmar Al Shem Shayim Tchilas Simchas Beis Hashveva Da'ainu Kavod V'Oiz Uba'oiz the Mizmar Kol Hashem Al Hamoyim. So there's a couple of points and themes which relate to the Yom Tov of Sukkos. That is Bereishin. B'sheni me'al yoyimrim. Ula Rasha Amar Likim. It's like Rashi. What's the connection of Ula Rasha Amar Likim? Cholam Izmar Devei Kvushim Einim. It's words of rebuke. Ula Nesafim La'azara L'mitzah Sechag U'smeichim Simcha Sechag. So you're coming to enjoy yourself and do the Simcha and so on. What do I need Rishayim to come if you are a Rasha? So I don't need Rishayim to come and be Mesaper about my Chukim. Kalimer, Lama Lacha Lovei Labayize Imshar Ami Im Ein Chachayze B'tshuva. Meaning, I want people who in my palace who are individuals who are tzaddikim. Ubayizem is Vaksiv Zevach Lakim Teida. It's also has a remez to Baal Ta'acher, which we know Pesach Shavuos Sukkos. Sukkos was the cutoff point for Baal Ta'acher. If there's a requirement that the Gimel Regalim have to be Kesidron, the Seif Hamizbar Zevich Tedi Chadonani, the Samderach Arenu Bia Shalikim. So there are a few themes there which relate to the Yom Tov of Sukkos, Baal Ta'acher, to be a tzaddik, and so on. Rashi says, "Ubino be'arim." I mean, just look at the Gemara. One more line. So, b'shlishi they would say, "Miyakum li imareim." But review how you also from the same capital, "Bino be'arim ba'am." as the Rashi says, Ubinu ba'arim b'mizmar echadim, it's with the same one. And not only that, Ubinu ba'arim muktam, it's actually earlier on in the capital, it comes before Miyakam Li. But nevertheless, on day 3 of Chol HaMoed, they would say Miyakam Li, and only on day 4, they would say an earlier part of the mizmar. So Rashi says, V'hei makdim enes ha'mu'uchar, they would preface the section of the capital which is later on, Menir Be'enayim Ibnesha Parshas Miyakam Li Medeberes Al Tzarosan, speaks about the Tzar of Klal Yisrael Shayim Mishu Bodim Mebayishin Tachas Malchus Paris Umalchi Yavan Umalchi Roimi. So initially things will be difficult for Klal Yisrael, there will be Tzaros. The Afal Pikein Einam Nimnoye Milis Mayach Simchas Malkam. Nevertheless, when it comes to celebrating the Simcha of their Melech, They are mesamech. U mispalim miyakum lanu lahatzilenu min amareim ha'ela. Who's going to go and help us from our enemies? Lulei Hashem yizrasali kimat shachna dumanafshi, and so on, and so on. And then if you get to the second wide line of Rashi, lamachar bidabarim ba'am ibnei she'achshiv zman matanas haniim shuzman asif, it's a time when you gather, is man leket shikhopeo maisa sheu maisa ani ukushimagim yama machronim, when you get towards the end of the already the fourth day, you're getting towards the yama machronim shim kravim lifreish v'lashuv levateyen. So okay, it's the time when you're considering already going back to your houses. So karim lifneim, this parsha, this section of the capital, Leichicham, to rebuke them, to warn them, Shiyasru Karoya, make sure you take all of the requisite maestras. Vavo Pisha Maestras Bitsina, Vila Yemro Mi Reyenu, Umi Yedenu, Lakachnem, Abino Bayarim Abaam, Shemin Balibam, these fools, these, they think, oh, who sees what's going on? Mi Yagid, Maseinu, Haneta Aizen, Ale Yishma, you don't think Hashem is able to hear, and Yetzer Eye, and he created the eye, Hala Yabit, and so on. So that's the reason why we have it in that particular order. So that is 3 and 4. Then we said that, then we said, that's V'chamishu Mayu Aimrim, Masirei Simisev Al Shechmai. Rashi says, Divri Tanchumim Hein, Im Tisku Bitsara. Karasa ba'achal tzeka, meaning, you know, you went through difficult periods, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be paid to you, will redeem you, and so on. B'shishi mahayu aimrim yamaitu kol mais li'aretz. Rashi says, b'mizmar elekim yitzabadas kel v'aimim kol mizmar al shem shikasav boi ani v'rash hatzdiku. Elu maestris, once again, a reference to maestris, shikach hu nidrash shikach hu nidrash b'chulin tzadik nishalcha v'tenlei. We darsh in this pasuk to say tzadik nishalcha, you need to do tzadik from yourself, v'tenlei. That's the source which the Gemara quotes in Perek Hazroya, that even when there's safik matnas aniyim, even though mitzad the safik mom and klal, we should be makel and the bialim should keep it, but we darsh in tzadik nishalcha v'tenlei, and you have to give it. Fine, so I'll go one of that is the reference to another reference to Matnas Aniyim. Then V'im Chal Shabbos Be'echad Mehem. So one of the days of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos. So then Yemaitu Yidchem. So we push off Yemaitu. Rashi says the reason why it's because it's the last one, and therefore it is pushed aside. Fine. Rav Safra Manechbu Simana. That's the seder of the various mizmorim which we say. Rashi says, Hum Havi, Sim and Seder Haparshis, Hu, Omachlef Hakdim, Hasiresi, Lebinu, Bayarim, Ba'am. So that is his simon, Rapapa Manachbu Simana, Hum Havi, and Simonech. Ambui de Safri, of Safra, who is the Sefer, has the word Ambui, which is similar. Al Kaponim says the Gemara Tziyufta, the Rachab Rebchin, the Tziyufta, says Rashi, what's the Tziyufta? The Amr Toikin al Kol Musaf, he says you're to again every single musaf. Alma da amar lachol echad shiroi. Here we see the Yemaitu is pushed aside, even though there is a separate Musaf for Shabbos and so on. Yemaitu Yitcha Alma Loi Amru B'Shabbos Shel Chol HaMoed El Shir Shel Shabbos. The only one they would say is the Shir of Shabbos, not the one of Sukkos. So again, according to Rabbi Acher Rabbi Chanina, every single Musaf warrants and justifies in his mechayev its own separate tkiyas. And here we see that Shabbos Chol HaMoed, you only do the shear with the tkiyas of Shabbos, as opposed to the shear and the tkiyas of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. So Al Kaponim, we have now two kashas on Rav Acha, Rav Chanina, that you see, we don't do separate tkiyas for every single carbon musaf. Which is interesting because, you know, we had Reb Zera defending him and Rava defending him and other Amorayim. Everyone seemed to do whatever they could to be Mekayim Ishita, clearly indicating that they held it like him or they might be able to hold like him. Now the Gemara says, Tiyuvta Rav Acha Rav Chanina, Tiyuvta Pragdi Gemara. But 1 second, v'har of Acha Rav Chanina kra umasnis ka amar. But it's not just an amora arguing with Mishnayos or Braisos. He's basing himself on a Braisa. Remember, how did he mention? How is it presented? He also Rav Acha Rav Chanina mitzrayma. I see masnisi biyada. He came with a Braisa. We dash into pasuk of bnei arna kahanim yisku the hatzeitz rice. And then the Braisa said that the word Yisku is extra, and it's coming to teach me this din of Hakol Lefi HaMusafin, which he explained means Shetaken Al-Kol Musaf U-Musaf. So, Al-Lachara, he's basing himself on the Pasuk, he's basing himself on the Braisa. So what do you do with that? And that the Gemara says, no. Amravina Leimai Shemarichin V'Tzkiyos. All that means to say is that you're marich the tzkiyas. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Am Ravina, leimesh marich the tzkiyas. Braisik tani stama hakol lafi hamusafin taken. Full stop. Remember, as we said, it's not so clear. The Braisa is a little bit ambiguous. Right? What does that mean? Hakol lafi musafin. So it goes according to the musaf. So the Gemara said, Hu tani la? Vehu amelah. So Rav Acher Rav Chanina at Hashtanim shat in Braisa, that when it says Hakol lafi Musaf, what does that mean? It means Lema shetaken al kol Musaf Musaf. It's separate nine tkiyas. That was his shat in the Braisa. Says Ravina, no, Braisa k'tani stama Hakol lafi Musaf and taken. That's all it says. Rav Acher pirush shetaken al kol Musaf. He didn't necessarily need to explain like that. There's only going to be one shear, and therefore there's only going to be one set of tkiyas. Oh, Braisa Kamash Malan. So what does the Braisa mean when it says a kolafi musafin? Oh, Braisa Kamash Malan. Shemarech b'meshech hatkiyas kishyesh shnei musafin. So you lengthen your marech, the meshech over the tzkiyas if there is a second musaf, but not if there's an additional nine tzkiyas. That is the way to explain this umbraisa, which was a little bit unclear. Shivarichim b'tzkiyas, Ravon in the kizim mishmeid Rav Acha Amri leima shemarbe b'tzaykin. That means that you are marbe betoken. Rashi says shemisifin chatzitzris betoken yachat. So you add additional trumpets. You add it so because there's another musaf. So you add additional chatzitzris betoken yachat v'kulo chad mirshvi. It's all considered to be one. That's not the erchin ein peichsin mishke chatzitzris. But you can have as many as you like. So if you have two musafin on that day, so bring on some extra trumpets in order to show that it's like, I don't know, what it says in halacha, that if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so it says, it's brought in halacha, you should have another dish, you should serve another dish at the Suda, l'chavad Rosh Chodesh. You have to make a bazundra Suda, but you have something else to show, so you have a couple more musical instruments, you don't have to have another set of 9 tkiyas, but you just have more musical instruments, and so on. I'm sorry?
Why the Shachrit Harim in the Gemara, we should really say, we should really blow Shofar b'Shachris, yeah? Why can't we say, because the Gemara here, the Chatzosis the whole year, it seems that did in the Muslim. So that's why.
Question is, why should we add some...
Have a minute, we should blow b'Shachris. Why can't we say the reason why we should blow by Muslims? Because we see...
The Gemara has a din as to when one does tzkiya shofar, you know, do we do it earlier on because there's reason, do we do it later on when there's more people there? The question is why don't we say that it should be someone's here? This is a special din in the Karban Musaf. I mean, I don't know if Karban Musaf has anything to do with the mitzvahs hayoim of Yom Teruah. It's not connected at all to the Karban Musaf that we should shtel it to. I wouldn't have thought. I don't see why it's connected to Karban Musaf. I mean,
the Gemara is
discussing the carbon musaf, and together with the carbon musaf was the shear.
Different tekiyas, kind of.
Yeah, totally different. And this is chatzitzrus, this is a shaper, and one is musaf, one is mitzvah. Okay, Frank the Gemara, I'm sorry.
This is the reason why there's 2 tiers in case we answer one.
Could be. Question is, why do we need to have a second? Yeah, often we do that. Often we ask. Again, one more time, say again.
The fact that Rina said that we marach in the tkiyas here, that's not placed that by, it says that all the chadashim have to be equal. Rosh Hashem.
Correct, isn't it? Correct.
It doesn't matter, it's still the tkiyas.
Correct. The question is whether it's separate tkiyas, exactly. Okay, so Al Kaponim, so the Braisa has told us what the shir which was said on the days of Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, like this. The Gemara says, "Vanona the Islam trei yoma." We here in Bavel, we here in Chutz La'aretz, heichi avdinen. What do we do? Meaning, on second day Yom Tov, by us is really first day Chol HaMoed, and first day Chol HaMoed is really second day Chol HaMoed. So here we have a separate shir which was said every single day of Chol HaMoed. So what, if any, application will there be for us in Chutz La'aretz? Rashi says, Rashi explains the shah like this, Anon de Islan Treye Mehechi Avdina Mishum de Airi Bishtei Parashis Hama Oireis Liyoim Didachinen Chadamina. So we said, if there's a Shabbos and it falls on Sukkos, so which of the two stays and which is pushed aside? So Kaboy La, so now we're asking a similar type of shayla. Meaning us in Chutz La'aretz, we always kind of have to be cheshish. Today is really yesterday. So therefore, what do we do as far as the Kriya is concerned? Do we do yesterday's Kriya? or do we do today's Kriya? But if we do, if on second day Yom Tov we do the Kriya of the first day, so then we're going to miss out on one of the days of Chol HaMoed. So which one do we skip? The first one? Do we leave out the last one? So this is the Shaila one more time. There was a Shabbos and it's Sukkos. The Chin and Chadamina. Kaboy Levanon. The Miboy and the Meimar. But Slusa the Musafin. When we daven Musaf, we need to say as Musfe Hayoyim. The Kabbonis Achag, Einon Shovin, as we know, Shehaparim Mismatin V'Holchin, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, and we need to be Mazkir, the Karban Musaf, every single day. So the Islan Tre Yom Yom Tov, we've got second day Yom Tov, Misveika Avoli Matzin Lamin Rabbi Yom Tov Sheni Pashas Ubiyim Hasheni exclusively. Dimkein Avdin Lechol. If we would just say Abiyam Hasheni, exclusively that, so then you have made today as a weekday Abiyam Hasheni, which is Chol HaMoed, and that's going to be a Zilzal Tzil Yom Tov. Umi Boilin Lameimar Bei Ube Hamisha Aser Yoim. So therefore, we need to mention in our Musaf, on the 15th of the month, Kiyem Akamo, like the first day of Yom Tov for us in Chutz La'aretz, on the second day of Yom Tov. So what do we now do? So second day Yom Tov, we know we need to mention the same thing as first day Yom Tov. That's what we do in our Musaf. Question is now, what do we do in Chol HaMoed? You know, Chol HaMoed, do we say V'yom HaSheni? Or do we say V'yom HaShlishi? Because in Eretz Yisrael it's V'yom HaShlishi now. It's the third day of Sukkot. Or do we say, how can I say V'yom HaShlishi when I didn't mention V'yom HaSheni? So do I skip V'yom HaSheni in order to make up? Or do I just go Kesedah and then I skip V'yom HaShvi? Like, what do I do? And we know that there's a big Dion and Machlik Sushenim as to what one does. So, Hechyadin and Be'ibarish and Shel Chol HaMoed, says Rashi. So, what does one do on first day Chol HaMoed? Ubishar Yamim, Mi'ar meaning Be'yem Akama, first day meaning Yem Akama of Chol HaMoed, Ubiyam Hasheni, the Havel Lameimim, the Esmal, and the Chain Keseder. I mean, that's really what we should have done yesterday in Eretz Yisrael, because yesterday was the first day of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, and here it's our first day. The Chain Keseder, and if we do that, V'nimtze Shevi Yemashvi Shel HaRava, it would come in an Hashanah Rabbah, name Rabbi Yemashishi, which is also not ideal to say an Hashanah Rabbah, Obi Yemashishi. Al Korchach Lamachar, Shu Yom Tov, which is Shmei Atzeres, I'm not going to say I'm Shmini Atzeres to be a Mashvi. That I definitely can't do. That's also going to be a Zilzul. Jim Cain, Avdus Lei, Chol, you've turned Shmini Atzeres into a weekday. So, Elamai, what am I going to do? I'm not going to mention be a Mashvi. I'm not going to mention it. Nimtza, V'nimtza Shvi, Nidcha. So, is that the one which is going to be Nidcha? Is that the one which is going to be pushed aside? Or perhaps catching up is best. Skip day two, cut your losses, go straight to day three. Are you dealing with Yom Kippur, Amri, and then Yom HaShlishi? First day Chol HaMoed, I will say Yom HaShlishi. The Sheni Nidchem Im Kemei, and I will simply, unfortunately, not be able to mention Yom HaSheni. Mnei Yishu Sofik Yidcha Legamri. So that is the Shaila of the Gemara. So again, so we said Manon the Islam Trei Yema. Hey, Chiyavdina, what do we do? Abai Omar, Sheni Yidcha. You push aside day two, you jump, you keep the Cheshbon of day three onwards. Rava Omar, Shvi Yidcha. No, you push aside day seven. Tanya Gavos de Rava. Imchal Shabbos, Elias Be'echav Mehen, Yemoitu Yidcha. You skip the seventh one. However, the Gemara concludes, asking a Meimer Benahagda, the Medalge, the Luge, you skip. What exactly does that mean? So let's see Rashi. Asking a Meimer, the Medalge, the Luge. V'nimtzu kulon oimdin. V'nimtzu kulon oimdin. Oimrim b'yem rishin shel Chol HaMoed, b'yem sheni, u'b'yem ha'shlishi. So on first day Chol HaMoed, we will actually say, b'yem ha'sheni, u'b'yem ha'shlishi. Savik Shani, Savik Shlishi. Ulamacha Imri, Miyam Ashlishi, Abiyam Arvi, Ubishlishi, the Chol HaMoed, Ramavivim Chamishi, and so on. And that's what we do. I mean, Lamaisa, what do? First day, we do yesterday. Yeah. First Ali, excuse me, we do yesterday. Second Ali, we do today. Third Ali, we do tomorrow. Fourth, you do yesterday, today. And that's what we do throughout, and has to do with this, with this particular Gemara. It's actually an interesting, thing which is negated to this, he quotes over here, based on this, that you kind of go back and you make sure you say that which you missed yesterday, so we don't end up having skipping anything out. There's an interesting deal in Legabe Maravis. Legabe Maravis. Minhag Ashkenaz is to say Maravis. What happens if first not Yom Tov is Shabbos? So first night Yom Tov is Shabbos, we skip Maravas. Why do we skip Maravas? Why do we skip Maravas? Because people didn't know Maravas Baal Peh, and people had to go ahead and use candlelight and things which they didn't know so well. There was always the concern that maybe you're going to go and tilt Shemayata and so on. And therefore, Minhag Yisrael was, even nowadays when we have electric lights, is not to say Maravas on Friday night. The question is, Matzei Shabbos, what do you say? Matzei Shabbos. Do you say the Maravis for first night? Or do you say second night? So, he quotes over here the Lavush. The Lavush says in Taf Reish Mem Beis, he says, Kishachal Yom Tov Shabbos, Einem Rem Belayla Maravis. As we mentioned, the reason, the concern is, V'akrivim El HaMachzerim G'dei Shirehidze V'Saputim. Fine. So, in such a case, what happens on second night? So he says, Minag Poznahu, She'ein Eimem Es HaMaravis, Shal Yom Tov Reish and Yom Tov Sheni. You don't say, first night Maravis, on second night Yom Tov. El Eimem Es HaMaravis, Shal Yom Tov Sheni. The HaMaravis, Shal Yom Tov Reish and Nidches. It's pushed aside. Like the Magen Avraham, she misugi osenu muchach shalai kemenik bnei pozna. Shari mavur besugi osenu sheshir shalayim shalayachul laamrei v'shabbos. Eimem may say b'yem rishin v'ashir achrin nitcha. Meaning you make sure that which you originally missed, you know, you say that, and only the last thing you push off. Them kein gam le'inyan maravis hadin kein she'eimem esam maravis shalayim tev rishin v'layim tev sheni. And so on. That's what you do. In general, often what we do is we will do that. We will say the Maravis for yesterday, unless the Maravis of second night is clearly miyuchet to second night. For instance, the Maravis of second night, Pesach, is Sfiras Omer. So that's mamish, you know, b'yayim or b'alayla. That's negiah to right now. So that's something which you... So if there's a specific reason why, then that's what we'll do. But otherwise, we will go back. Fine. We move on to the next Mishnah. Zog the Mishnah. Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Hayu Sham Yud Gimel Parim Eilim Shnayim V'Soyer Echad. Now we know that the Parim are Mismatin V'Holchin. As we know, symbolism, like the Gemara is going to quote, and then it's Keneged Meshivim Umais, and so on. First, the Yom Tov, there were 13 bulls, and there were two rams, and there was one sire, one goat, and there are 14 kvasim, there's 14 lamb. So you've got 30 karbonis. Now, important to first Rashi, let's just see Rashi, Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, the Chola Mishmaris Olais L'Regel. All the Mishmaris, the 24 Mishmaris, they would all be there, the Shas HaRegel, Olais L'Regel. So you've got 24 Mishmaris, and you have 30 Karbonis, which you need to kind of divide up. So what do you do? So again, says Rashi, Kol Mishmaris Olais L'Regel, V'Sheish Yisrei Mehem Makriv, and Sheish Yisrei Behemis Halalo. Meaning, besides the 14 kvasim, which remain a constant throughout the 7 days of Sukkot, so you're going to start the first day with 16, as in Purim, Elim, Sayer. Next day it's only going to be 15 because there's one less par. Next day 14, and so on. So we say like this: Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag, Hayu Sham Yudkim O Purim. Eilim Shnayim Misayir Echad Mishtairu Sham Yud Dalat Kvasim. So of the 16 animals, of the first 16 Mishmaris would be Makriv, those 16 animals. So there's 24 Mishmaris, so there's 8 Mishmaris left who haven't participated. And there's 14 Kvasim to go around to the 8 Mishmaris. So Nishtairu Sham Yud Dalad Kvasim Lishmaina Mishmaris. So what happens? So B'yom Rishon, where there's 8 Mishmaris and they need to be Makriv of the last 14. So Shisha Makrivin Shnaim Shnaim. 6 out of the 8 Mishmaris will be Makriv 2 Kvasim, so that's 12. And the other 2 Mishmaris, and Vashar, and the other 2, Echad Echad. Each of them would be Makriv 1. So that is day 1 when there's, again, 30 Karbonis altogether. We look at the first 16 as one group, and then the last 14 in another group, and within the last 14, with the remaining 8, we divide it up. Some of them will get to bring 2, some of them will get to bring 1. The Sheni, on the second day, where instead of being 16 Karbonis of the first group, there's only 15, so the first 15 Mishmaris will be marked with those. There's 9 Mishmaris now which have to deal with 14 Kvasim. So what happens? Chamisha, 5 out of the 9, Makrivin, Shnaim, Shnaim, which is 10, 4 left. Vashar, the other four mishmores, echad echad, will be makriv one keves each. Mishlishi, where there's only going to be 14, so 14 mishmores will be makriv 14. And now you've got 8 mishmores to do 14. Dalad makriv mishnaim mishnaim, which is 8. Vashar, and the other Vashar echad echad. Ravi, shleishi, makriv mishnaim mishnaim. Vashar echad echad, v'chamishi, shnaim makriv mishnaim mishnaim. Vashar echad, echad echad. Vashishi, echad makriv shnaim. Vashar echad echad. Vashvi, kulan shavin. There's going to be 14 mishmores left. Each one of the 14 will bring one single keftz. So that's the way it works. If you look at Rashi, Bashvi, Kulan, Shavin, Kolam, Ishmaris, Hamakrivais, Kvasim, Shavais, Shekol, Achas, Makreves, Echad, each one of them will be Makrev. One, Sharei, Einam, Ella, Shiva, Parim. And there's only 7 Parim. The Elim, Shnayim, Visar, Echad. That's 10 of Asar Mishmaris, so that you've 10 Mishmaris have been Makriv, Nishtairu Yud Dalat Kvasim, Lu Yud Dalat Mishmaris, so therefore all of the Mishmaris are going to be Shavis. So that is the way. So again, the Cheshbon is, we're always looking at the first grouping of 3 animals, Parim, Elim, and Sa'ir, and that's divided up amongst X amount of Mishmaris. And then the 14 kevasim, which remains a constant, that is done by the other mishmaris, depending on how many are left. At the beginning of Yom Tov, there's always going to be several mishmaris who get to bring at least a second kevas. And once you get to Hoshana Rabbah, where there's going to be 14 mishmaris, which need to bring the 14 kevasim, then each of them only brings one. Bashmini and Shmini Atzeres, as we saw before, Pazar Keshav, Bashmini Chazru Lefayis, Kibur Regolim. So now it's a brand new pious, like Regolim, Omru, and they would say, Mishahikriv Parim Ayoim, Layakriv Lamachar, Elochizrin Chalila. So, meaning to say, we said in the Mishnah that, throughout the first 7 days of Sukkot, so let's try and do it like this. You've got 24 Mishmaris. So first day Sukkot, you've got 13 Mishmaris bringing Parim. You've got 3 Mishmaris bringing Elim and Sayer. And then you've got 8 Mishmaris bringing Kvasim. So on day 2, we'll tell the first 13 who brought a par yesterday, we'll say, you guys, you have to wait. First, let's give the other 11 mishmaris an opportunity to also be makrav a par. So in other words, it was considered a darbah chashev to be makrav a par. So we don't allow any mishmar to be makrav a par a second time until the other remaining mishmaris have an opportunity to be makriv apar. Rashi goes into the cheshbon, but that's basically what would happen. Let's just see the Rashi of Bashmini Chayizim Lepayis Kibur Golem. Rashi says par echad v'ayel echad v'shiva kvasim. So those karbonas, one par, one ayel, and the shiva kvasim. Hikrivim bishmini ain krivim kaseda karbonas achag shekarvu lefiseda mishmaris kidivayin and lefruishi b'maskana. Like we say, that we first make sure that all of the mishmaris have had a turn and had an equal opportunity to be makriv parim. So we will not allow the first 13 who were makriv par first day to be makriv par second day until the other 11 do, and so on. But once you get to the 8th day, so then we say the 8th day is different. Says Rashi, Ella kol amishmaris ba'is u'mefaisais alein kamishim mefaisim b'shar regalim shein kom reseim rubim l'akriven l'fi haseder l'hashvis ben kol amishmaris afishmini kun mefaisim v'azich v'pais makrivay v'sediyim mefaisim. Fine. So begin. So what have we said? We look at the Parim, the Elim, and the Sawyer, and we have a pious for that. You've got the 14 Kvasim, which remains a constant, and based on the numbers of 24, we see how many people, how many Mishmaris are makriv, how many Kvasim. Every day it gets less and less. We don't allow a Mishmar, which was makriv a par today, to be makriv a par tomorrow, until the other Mishmaris catch up, and everyone has been makriv a similar amount of Purim. And then when you get to Shmini Atzeres, we say Chazru Lefayis Kibur Agalim. Fine. Says the Gemara, Nemo Mas Nisan Rebbi Hivoli Rabban. Let's say the Mishnah is like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan. So Rashi says, what's the deal? Kalema Mas Nisan the Ktani Bashmini Chazru Lefayis Kibur Agalim. Because Salgadaiti the Chola Mishmaris Boys Umefaises. We all come, they're all Mefayis. They all have their pious. Rebbe, Vole Rabbanim, and it's kind of like Rebbe, and not like the Rabbanim, the Daniel. Par haba b'shmini, b'tchila mefaisin alav, divri Rebbe. So it seems to be that Rebbe is the one who says that the par which is brought in Shmini Atzeres, it's a brand new pious. So it seems to be that our mission is going like the Shita of Rebbe. The Chachamim Eimrim, no, Aches Mishtei Mishmaris Deleishil Shuba Parim Oysa Oysai. Meaning, it comes out according to the Cheshbon, of out of these 24 Mishmaris, over the 7 days of Sukkot, two out of the 24 Mishmaris will only have brought two Parim. The other Mishmaris would have brought a par, and a second par, and a third par, but there will be two out of the 24 who have only brought two parim. Now the Mishnah says, Shmini Atzeres, Chaz Lefayis, there's a pious. Says the Gemara, that seems to be going like Rebbe, because Rebbe is the one who says, you have a brand new pious, the mashma, everyone is on equal standing, equal footing, even the Mishmores who have brought three parim are back in the game, they're back in the pious. Whereas the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say one of the two Mishmaris, which has yet to bring three parim, they have a pious amongst themselves. Like a Rashi, Tchilah Mefais and Olav, Kol Mishmaris, Kilu Tchilas Karbanis. We don't look at the past, at how many parim they have brought. We look at it as if it's a brand new thing. We don't say, oh, allow one of the Mishmaris, which only brought two, to be in the pious exclusively. Alamai, it seems to be the Mishnah is going to grab you, not like the Chacham, says the Gemara. Afilu Teima Rabbanan. Really, we can say it's going like the Rabbanan. Atu Shtei Mishmaris Loi Afusi Boy. Meaning, even according to the Chachamim of Rebbe, on Shmini Atzeres, there's only one par to go around. So only one of those two Mishmaris is going to be able to bring the par. How do you decide which one of the two Mishmaris is going to bring it? You have to do a pious. So therefore, we can say, it seems to be a little bit of a doichik in the Lashna Mishnah, but we could say when the Mishnah says, Bashmini Chazru Lefayis Kibur Golim, it's referring to the two Mishmaris which have yet to bring a third par. That's how we could explain. That's how we could explain the Mishnah, the Lashna Gemara. Yeah, Filizim Rabbanin. That's what it means. Atu Shdei Mishmaris Lav Loya Fusi Boy. Fine. So the Gemara, similar thing. Command Ozla Hoda Tanya Kolam Mishmaris Shenois. Umishal Shais, Chutz Mishne Mishmaris. All of the 24 Mishmaris, they bring two parim, and they bring a third par with the exception of two. Two of them, Shainis, the Ein Mishal Shais. So, name a Rebbe, Vale Rabbanan. So, let us say that that is going like Rebbe and not like the Rabbanan. So, it's going on, Afilatim Rabbanan, my Lei Shulshu, Bapariachag. It just means with the Pariachag, they didn't necessarily bring three parim, Oh my kamashmalan, what's the chiddush? Oh kamashmalan, mi sheikriv parim hayoim layakriv lamachar elachayzun chalila. Someone who bought a par today is not allowed to be included in the pious for the par tomorrow until you make sure that everyone has had an equal opportunity. Rashi says, "My kamashmalan v'chimin yana asal agmarinen shekein ayla cheshben kishchayzun chalila." Meshani Kamashma Maid Ashmin and Nami Tam the Maslis and Misha Yamakra Paramayim is not able to bring a par the next day. So in other words, it comes out that we always try and give everyone an opportunity to bring a par. Whoever brought a par today is not included in the pious of the parim tomorrow. We first let the ones who haven't brought as many parim to be in that pious. And then they can eventually hopefully catch up. Says the Gemara, Amar Belozer, Hani Shivim Parim Keneged Mi. Meaning, you make a cheshbon, 13 plus 12 plus 11 plus 10 and so on, you add up, you get to 70 Parim, Hani Shivim Parim Keneged Mi. Who do they correspond to? Keneged Shivim Oimlis. Keneged Shivim Oimlis, it corresponds to the 70 nations of the world. Par Yechidi on Shmei Atzeres Lama Keneged Uma Yechida. That is Keneged Klal Yisrael. Moshe Melech Batzvadam Shomel Avodav Asuli Seuda Gedola, and everyone is involved. Everyone's there. Liyemachan Omar LaOyavoy Aseli Seuda Ketana Kadesh Animimcha. Make for me a small Seuda that I can be nana from you. And so let's just see Rashi on this. Rashi says Shivim Parim Pariachag Shivim Heim Chutz Mishal Shmini Keneged Shivim Umais Lechaper Aleihem She Sheyerdu Gisham Mechal Olam. It's an interesting lashon. It's actually a kapara for them. It's not just it's bringing bracha, but it serves as an atonement. It's a kapara for them. Sheyerdu Gisham Mechal Olam Lefi Shini Dainim Bechag Alamayim. Whereas the Pariachidi of Shmini Atzeres is Keneged Klal Yisrael She'edim Imcha Einli Hanoya V'Kiras Ruach B'Shal Eilu Ela B'Shalcha. I want to be Nana from you. I didn't have Hanoah, I didn't have a Kiras Ruach from them, and I would like to be Nana from you. You know, we know there's a famous question as to if there's a Kasha like Pridaskin, and he says make me a Suta Katana and so on. Even it's interesting here, in this Gemara, the Gemara doesn't mention the Kashalai Pedaschim element. It's just that Liamachani tells his close friend, I'll make a Suda Katana, that I should be Nana from you. But the other Lashon Medrash is the Kashalai Pedaschim, and therefore make a Suda Katana. And the famous question is, Lachar, it's going to be that much more difficult if you have another Suda and you spend even more time. And many, many, many answers given to this question. But another interesting point I once heard is that we often find that the less intimate the relationship is, the more the chitzenius needs to be stressed. So you know, chas and kala, they get married, and you don't yet have a proper relationship. You have a big suda. You know, as long as the beginning of Sheva Brachas, it's all super big. You get to the end of Sheva Brachas. You know, it's a small suda, anniversaries. Eventually, once the relationship is strong, you have a cup of coffee together, or even nothing, and you don't need to have any chitzenius. So, when the relationship is stronger, the relationship, the less the need to stress the physical.
Why is it left off for Shivim Imbis, the kavunas for Shivim Imbis altogether? Why would it not be incumbent to the Kohenish that they should be the ones that
they should? You mean they should initiate it? Why did they not initiate it? Why are we the guardians of them? Because it's interesting that we'll just read one more line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Amr Birchan Oylehem La Oyvde Kichavim Shavdu the Ein Yedin Ma Shavdu." And Bezmanje Bezmanglish Kaim is Bech Mechapa Alein Achshem Mechapa Alein. Meaning, if they only realize what we are doing for them, you know, we are doing things, you know, for the, on their behalf. Elsewhere, the Medrash says that if the Goyim realized, they would be maimed, you know, soldiers and guards to protect the Beis Hamikdash, because it brings so much shefa and bracha to the nations of the world. but you know, it just makes your question even stronger. You know, why? I mean, if I mean, clearly it seems to be that they have no hakara as to what it is. So you're asking, why should we do it if they themselves don't believe in it? Why do we need to go and be mechapa for them? Hali Taylor Rashi Yamas type of thing. I would ask, what would you say to that one?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, interesting. Why do we need to initiate? Meaning, it's also an interesting lashon. I don't remember this lashon of Rashi, that it's coming as a kapara for them. It's one thing to just, okay, we're doing things, you know, for, let's say, Vasam and so on, but it's actually we're doing things to serve as a kapara for them. Yeah, why are we initiating that? Interesting. Let's just see, the Mishnah will stop. So we know it was 24 mishmaris, and the mishmaris would each serve 1 week in the year. But over Yom Tov, then the mishmaris were shavis. The mishmaris were the same. So b'shlishi b'rakim mishana, how you call mishmaris shavis? Be'imuri arigalim u'bechilek lechem aponim. Rashi says, let's just see. Rashi says b'nei prakim b'shlishi b'gimel prakim. Shoyzer regalim, emuri regalim, and ba'oyrois shall eilois. U bechazav a sheik shall shami chagiga habayis machmas a regal. U begamam afresh my lashon emurim. What's lashon emurim? We're referring to chazav a sheik specifically. So we say batzeres when there was a chametz sticker carbon and there was matzah. Oy meloi heilach matzah heilach chametz. Take a portion of matzah from the lechem upon him. Take a portion of chametz from the shtei lechem. Mishmash is mani kavua, but the mishmar which was officially on duty that week, meaning there was a mishmar, shizmani kavua, what do they do? Hu makriv tmidin medarnim unadaves v'shar kabonis tzibur. Hu makriv esakal. So they were, you know, the default hakrova for the various kabbonis which were supposed to be hukrav, they would be makrav. Rashi says mishmash zman kavua shahim mishamish b'shabazu shaharegel chal b'secha. They happen to be on duty for that particular week, the week with which the yom tov fell inside. So makrav tamidin shari einam b'shaharegel. These have got nothing to do with the regular such, and therefore it's the regular kabbonis which are brought. Nedarim nedaves shenodvu v'nodru kol hashana makriv v'nesam achshav ein shar mishmaris zeichen behen. The rest of the mishmaris which were there, they are not zeichen ein zeichen ella chayvays shemachmas haregel. They only have an equal opportunity to partake and to split and divide in chayvays which come because of the regel of umakavas akol b'gemar mefarish lasuyim mai. Okay, Bez Hashem, we will be Messiah tomorrow.